This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Remember, get your questions in for Ask Dr. Jesse tomorrow. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. We got a professor trying to claim children should see adult genitals. We have Heavy D and Gavin Newsom going at it in a debate. This woman escaped from some cinder block cell in Oregon. This story's wild. All kinds of stuff still to come tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Let's talk about something before I'll get to these calls here in a second. We've talked before, and this is one of the more controversial opinions I have, about firing communists. If you're a manager, you run a business, whatever, you should be firing the communists from your workplace. One, being a communist should make you unemployable. Two, you're dealing with a sick person who needs to get well. You can't have that poison in your workplace. You shouldn't employ them. And if at all possible, you shouldn't work for them. You really shouldn't work for them. Because again, whether it's your boss or your employee, they're sick. Lizzo, that gigantic singer chick, who parades around half naked all the time, even though she weighs 450 pounds. She's been all down for every single communist cause in this country. Kill all the babies, Black Lives Matter, everything in the world. Just flopping and flailing in front of everybody when she does a concert. Comes out recently that she treats all of her backup dancers not so good.
Me personally, looking at the response from Lizzo was so disheartening because she was there. She was there, and to fix your hand to write on a piece of paper that you discredit everything we're saying is incredibly frustrating.
Listen, the reason you don't employ them, and if you can, look, you may have no choice, but if you can, you don't work for them, is this. What is communism? What's its true definition? It's the religion of the malcontent. Why would you want some miserable person working for you? Miserable and bitter. Why would you want to work for one of those people? Just looks around, totally aggrieved, wanting to trash everything in sight. You don't work for those people. You don't hire those people. All right? Linda, Florida, go.
Hey, Jesse. Nice to chat with you. I've listened to you for a long time. A question for you. This morning on one of the programs that are on this network that you're on, not WFLA, someone was discussing the times of the calls, and he said, I think it might have been Glenn Beck, but they were talking about the Hunter Biden phone calls to his dad, and supposedly the time that the calls were made would make Joe Biden be up in the middle of the night to talk to him. he said, nobody's discussing the times that the calls were made. And we know Joe goes to bed real early. I'm just curious if you had heard anything about that.
No, I haven't, actually. I'm not even sure what to make of it. Bruce, Connecticut, go. Bruce. Mary, Idaho, go.
Jesse, we have 26 Republican governors, and they could write an open letter in the New York Times disavowing the way the federal government is acting right now, but it wouldn't be published and the right people wouldn't read it. Can the governors all coalesce together to decide to hammer the point home with their local and state media outlets to talk to the people who know and like them to say, this is not going to stand. We cannot keep tolerating this. We send money to the federal government and we need some different direction to go in.
Well, they can and they should. This is what I've talked about a lot, and this is the only path forward. The only path we have forward is a coalition of red states working together, banding together against the federal government. I'm not talking about war or anything like that, but a coalition of red states working against an extremely hostile federal government. That is the only chance we have. And I'll put it to you this way, it's a very good chance. States have a tremendous amount of power and money and infrastructure. Look, there's a reason if your governor, wherever you live right now, your governor, if your governor flies overseas, like Linda was in Florida, if Ron DeSantis got on a plane right now and he flew to Poland and he wanted to meet with the Polish PM, he'd get a meeting. He would. States matter. Governors matter. A coalition of red states working against the federal government. That is our ultimate goal. The problem we have now is this. We don't have the right Republicans in yet. In the red states. We don't have it in the red states. What we have in the red states is this. We have a bunch of governors and attorney generals. I know I'm supposed to say attorneys general, but that's stupid. And attorney generals, they're extremely ambitious people. And when you're extremely ambitious and you're moving your way up the ladder, whether it's in the business world, sports world, political world, and you get so close to the tippy top or very near the tippy top, it's very, very, very difficult to convince somebody like that to take a chance on giving it all up for whatever reason, whether it's for the right cause or not. And this is what I mean. Governor. Man, governor is a big deal. In most states, I don't think this is all states, but I know most states, they've got a mansion set up for you. You have your own mansion. You have your own private security. Can you imagine what that would be like all the time? How cool would that be like? How cool would that be? How cool would that be to just go to the grocery store and you're surrounded by security guards? I've never had this, but I've been around people who have this. You're just surrounded by armed guards at all time. Your wife is, your kids. That's governor. Governor's a major deal in charge of these huge, gigantic billions and billions and billion dollar budgets. You're hugely powerful. And you didn't start out as governor, did you? None of these guys did. You started out, maybe you were a mayor of a small town. Maybe you were a congressman for a while, maybe in the state Senate. Eventually, you had to challenge someone else in your party's primary, in the Republican primary, and you managed to pull out that win. And then, boom, one day, they don't call you Jesse anymore. They call you governor. What, Chris? I like to put myself in the story. It makes me feel important. They call you governor. In fact, yeah, Chris, actually, yes, I would like to be referred to as governor. Governor, what? You can call me that if you want. I know you guys probably want to. What? Why are you shaking your head, Michael? Call me governor. It's really, anyway, seriously, you finally get there. You finally make it. It's difficult for people like us to get it through that guy's thick, ambitious skull that we need him to start taking chances now. We need him to start taking chances. We need him to risk what he's worked so hard to earn. That's part of what we're That's part of what we're up against. That's part of why we have so much frustration with our elected representatives, even our people in the House, people in the Senate. I remember what it was like when I was running for Congress back in the day. Well, I was just running. I wasn't even in Congress yet. And already I had the various parts of leadership, the various people in leadership trying to pull me aside and calm me down. As you can imagine, now it's a little fire and brimstone. I know you're going to find that shocking and maybe a little bit irreverent. They accused me of being disrespectful, which I was not. I was very respectful. But they were already trying to calm me down and bring me into the fold and let me know why it was better for me if I calmed down. Jesse, now I know you wanted to cut spending. Okay, listen, we probably can't get that done this time, but I'll tell you what, we do have some pretty sweet committees here, and maybe we can reduce the increases. Immediately they're pouring honey in your ear. This is better for you. Hey, you made it to the House of Representatives. Don't you want to stay here forever? We should have red state AGs indicting Democrats. And I don't mean one. It shouldn't be a one-off. If you're a red state AG right now, you should be cooking up an indictment on a Democrat, an elected Democrat in your state. So there can be a statement made where, boom, 10 of them go down like that. Boom, indicted, same day. But they're not doing it. And they're not doing it because they don't want to risk their precious positions. And they're not doing it because the GOP has convinced itself, enough of the GOP has convinced itself that this is about Trump. What's happening to Trump is about Trump. And once they're done with Trump, once the system is done throwing Trump in prison, then it'll all kind of go back to normal because Trump is gone. They don't realize it's not about Trump. Trump's just the first. This will now be the norm unless you jump in and try to stop this. But none of them are jumping in and trying to stop it. And that's our frustration. Look, Normie Norm gets elected too. Most of our elected representatives are Normie Norms. All right. Sorry, I kind of filibustered there. 877-377-4373. I'll get right to those in a moment. Before I get to those, protect yourself. You heard what I was talking about when it came to China and the things they're able to do in this country and the massive disruptions to our lives that will come there. This is what I mean when I talk about our future, and I don't know what's coming. I don't know. Nobody knows. I'm not really an oracle, but I do know this. You're never going to look at the gold coins or silver coins you have and say to yourself, oh, dang, shoot, I wish I didn't have these. That moment is never going to come. Maybe you'll pass them down to your children who will need them one day or their children after them. But I think we all know someone's going to need them. Call Oxford Gold and get them. They'll mail them to you. They'll get them in your 401k, in your IRA. Call 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-GOLD, Oxford Gold Group.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
I'm out of time. It is what, Chris? I can jam out if I need to. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Speaking of China and how entrenched they are here, headline: two U.S. Navy sailors arrested for allegedly spying for China. That's not good. That's not good at all. All right. Oh, I almost forgot something pretty devastating happened during the break. I know I'm going to get to the calls and we'll have fun here in a second, but Chris just informed me the studio is completely out of Sour Patch Kids. I'm kidding. Focus. No, but we are out. We got to make a run to the store. Tony in Tennessee, go.
Hey, how you doing, Jesse?
Remember, no small talk. All right? None. Just get right to the point. Maybe that's on me. I just think I always feel like the rules are well known. I say your name, you go. Bob, Illinois, go.
A few minutes ago, Jesse, you mentioned losing faith in the CDC and then thus all other government agencies. I'm a physician, and I can tell you that it's Fauci, Berkman, or Burks, Redman. They've done more to undermine credibility in the U.S. medical system than anybody in U.S. history. We'll never get it back. And it gets worse. The FDA, a year ago, had a 12-member advisory panel approve. The FDA approved an Alzheimer's drug with all 12 members, 11 voting no, one abstaining, and zero yes votes, a potential $50 billion drug that's probably harmful, FDA approved it. Now, to credit, Sloan Kettering and some other medical institutions said we'll never use it. But when things like that happen, when you got Fauci out there, the FDA, others acting because of money and politics, we're never going to get that credibility back. And it's devastating because when we have another real problem, no one's going to believe the medical system.
Bob, you're the doctor. I'm not. So I want to ask you this, because when you just brought up the drug, the Alzheimer's drug, no one voted yes, yet they approved it anyway. That reminds me of that video, that Project Veritas video, that audio clip I played. Chris is actually looking for it right now, but where it's an FDA official and he sits down and he essentially says, hey, we're paid. They pay us. They'll give us huge sums of money to approve this food, to approve this drug. Now, I don't know how that works, but that's what the FDA guy said. Is that what you see when you see stuff like that?
Well, it certainly makes one wonder what the motivation is behind people's actions. When 12 people don't vote yes, and the FDA, the higher level of the FDA says, we don't care, we're going to approve this drug, you have to wonder what the motivation behind that is, that they're either being paid, they're being blackmailed, there's something nefarious happening, but it's not good. And, you know, to the credit, three of the advisory member panel, advisory members within a day resigned their positions. And these are neuroscientists, PhDs, MDs who are on there to do good, and they have noble intentions. But yet, when they're sitting there being ignored, they said, we can't be a party to this. And so, to at least the credit of some of them, they got off the advisory panel. But this is the type of crap that happens. And as physicians, we sit around and go, I wouldn't believe us either. I wouldn't believe what if there's a vaccine that comes out next year for some as of yet unknown disease, it may be the best vaccine in the world, but everybody's going to question it, and it's sad.
No. You know, I'll tell you this though, Bob, and everybody going through this, because I run into this quite a bit actually. Doctors who lament what these doctors have done to the reputation of the medical field. Teachers, I get so many teachers. There are a lot of really wonderful teachers out there, I should point out. And they'll email in. They'll say, Jesse, I swear we don't all suck. These teachers have ruined the reputation of our field. If that's happening to you in your field, whatever your field is, and you're proud of what you do, and you do it for the right reasons, and you've been doing good things, and you have it, Chris, the FDA thing? Okay, we'll get to it in a second. I want to finish this thought. If your field is being eroded, the trust in your field is being eroded or has been eroded, like Bob mentioned about the vaccine, he's totally right about that. That sucks. I'm not going to pretend like it doesn't. It does suck, especially your doctor. You're probably very proud of that fact, worked your butt off, and now you're watching as other doctors destroy your reputation by osmosis, right? Keep in mind, the good ones, they will be sought out like rare treasures in the future. We have a group already locally here in our area, and we share info about everything when it comes to businesses. Who shares our values? Who doesn't share our values? Where can you go? Hey, is there a pediatrician that's not going to make me wear a mask? Is there a local mechanic shop that is right wing? Just know that, yes, your industry, the trust in it may have been destroyed. But that doesn't mean you personally are going to have to carry all that weight, right? It does not mean that at all. So don't take it that way. We're going to get to more of these. 877-377-4373. Something else. The medical field, the reputation has been unfairly tarnished because of a lot of these abortion doctors in the past couple years. They've been getting louder and louder and louder, and especially since the Roe stuff, you don't have to look very hard to find somebody with the white lab coat. I'm Dr. Jerkwater. I went to Yale. Out there talking about how it's women's care to kill a baby and stuff like that. Don't think just because you wear the white lab coat too, that bleeds over onto you. Yes, it sucks. They're trashing your profession. It absolutely sucks. Don't think that these things bleed over onto you. Just stay the rare gem you are. Keep teaching. Keep being a doctor. Keep being the voice out there. We all in this corporate world, as the corporate world gets crazier and more despicable, we're all going to have to navigate this in our own way, right? We're just going to have to navigate it in our own way. All right. I'll get back to these in just a moment. Speaking of abortion, this is something we have to be proactive in fighting against. Proactive. That means we don't just say, abortion's wrong. Oh, it's taking a life. It's killing a baby. Okay, but we don't just say things like that. Are we educating these young women who've been lied to by their boyfriends, by their parents, by the medical institutions in this country? They've been told it's a clump of cells. They've been told it doesn't matter. They've been told, hey, just take this pill and flush it down the toilet and nothing matters. They've been told. Are we telling them the truth? Preborn tells them the truth. Preborn gives them a free ultrasound and shows them the truth. She can't believe it's a clump of cells as she lays there and hears the heartbeat of her baby. That's what your $28 does. It buys that woman that ultrasound. Go to preborn.com/Jesse and give that woman her ultrasound. Your $28. That's how they save that life. Preborn.com/Jesse. Tonight's the night. Go ahead, give it a try, all right? Sponsored by Preborn. We will be back with more of these and professors and kids and hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And before I get back to these in a moment, I want to do something really quickly here. I struggle with something, and I'm still not sure what the right thing to do is as far as how the show goes. And then allow me to explain. I have always promised you, and I maintain this, that this will be a family show. Obviously, a little rough around the edges, and we like to laugh, but you can always leave this show on with your kids. My kids listen. Kids can listen to this show, and they always will, but that's important to me because you can't let your kids watch or listen to anything anymore. Everything's full of crap. Kids can listen to this show, and they always will. That said, as the communists get more and more depraved, especially with all the LGBTQ really, really, really gross stuff, I want to be able to talk about this stuff in very frank ways that wake us up. At the same time, I know children are listening. I know they are. And some of this stuff is so disgusting, I don't know what I'm comfortable quoting on here. I have a direct quote I want to read right now, and I'm going to read it. No, it's not. There's no cursing or anything like that. But these people are so despicable and depraved, they'll quote things that now I can't even quote them. So I'm going to go for this one here. Riley Gaines, you know who Riley Gaines is. She's fantastic. She was that swimmer, that University of Kentucky swimmer, who's been a really outspoken advocate about these dudes pretending to be chicks and swimming in women's sports and competing in women's sports. And as she's gotten louder and her voice has gotten louder and more popular, the communists are coming at her a lot. There's a university professor out of Canada, British Columbia, but there's a university professor. And this is what she had to say. I know you're going to find this shocking, but this is a liberal white woman. Remember, the most evil creature on the planet, the liberal white woman. This is her direct quote. "Let little children see penises and vulvas of various ages and sizes in a casual, normalized, totally safe way." I think it's important we're aware that these are the people that are out there. I think it's important that we acknowledge just how much evil is out there. And honestly, I think it's important, especially with all this Trump arraignment stuff from today, I think it's important to remind all of us that we have to keep fighting, that we can't ever just give it up. I quit. I'm done. Jesse, we're finished. I'm over. Man, you can't allow these people to have too much power. You can't allow these people to have any power. That's the level of evil we're up against. It's something to think about. Martin, New York, go.
Hey, Jesse, mega dittos. So these bogus charges against Trump, they're obviously bogus. It seems to me that before it gets to the point where they can put him in jail, the Supreme Court would step in and reverse anything that Jack Sheetrock does.
I've heard this before about the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court can step in. The Supreme Court can step in. Obviously, that's true. The Supreme Court can step in. One, how much time does that take? Well, you can probably argue, and I was talking with a lawyer friend about this the other day, they would expedite that big time. But is that all we have? Because it looks like it's all we have. I'm seeing a lot of this of, well, the Supreme Court's going to overturn it. The Supreme Court's going to overturn it. The Supreme Court, even this one, has made a ton of really bad rulings that are flat out wrong. So we're just going to watch them convict Trump and try to send him to prison and just bank on the fact the Supreme Court's going to step in and say no? Have you found the Supreme Court to be extremely, extremely reliable when it comes to things like election integrity issues? I have not. I've found them to be real flimsy on some of these things. How do we know? Because I think the number is 641. It's 641 or 644. That's how many years in prison Trump is facing so far with all the indictments he's got. How do we know they're not going to do one of those things they do all the time where something goes to the Supreme Court and the Supreme Court says, oh, you're right. You know what? That's wrong. That's wrong. That's wrong. And that's wrong. But this is okay, so you can keep that. So no, Trump, you don't have to do 640 years, just 10 or 15 in the federal clink. I'm not being dismissive of it because it may be all we have, right? What else do we have? How do you get him out of that DC court system without going to prison? I don't know. I don't know how that, no one's explained to me how that happens. So maybe that's what we need to bank on, but gosh, is that where we're at? We're already at the backup parachute? Jeez. Justin, New Hampshire, go.
Because of open borders, every enemy of America has their people inside America, and it is a full-scale invasion now because of the 65 Immigration Act, which rebuilt the Democratic Party into a hard...
It's true. We opened up the borders, and now all of our foreign adversaries, they're all here already. I've always found there's a book out there. Gosh, what is it called? Oh, there it is. Sword and Shield. I was trying to think of it. I thought I was going to brain fart it on national radio. There's a fascinating book out there. Former KGB guy. He writes a book. It is long, Chris. Let me clarify. When I give you book recommendations, they're almost always riveting reads. They're usually nonfiction, historical things, but they're good reads. Chris, can you back that one up? Usually they're pretty enticing. Sword and Shield is a little long. I think Sword and Shield probably goes into a little too much detail instead of condensing it. And I think that you'll probably, you'll probably have to swallow it in separate doses. I'll put it to you that way. That's not a book you're going to sit down. It's not like the Anti-Communist Manifesto, which can be purchased at jessekellybook.com, which you just can't put down. No, it's a hard read. But he talks about the Soviet infiltration of the free world in the West. And he talks in there oftentimes about the challenges they faced, about we can't get in here. How do we get in there? When you have a country and you just throw your border wide open, man, it's just a dream come true for any intelligence agency. I've been reading I told you this, about the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan and the Afghan pushback and the CIA and how we were working with Pakistan and all these things. It was just wild to me how there's this border section where 90%, it seems like, of the guns that were used to kill Soviet troops, they crossed the border in this one section. We just knew there was a section of unsecured border. So we worked with the ISI, we worked with the Pakistanis, and we just shipped all the weapons right over that border. If they'd just been able to secure this one section of border, but they didn't. And so what did we haul over that border? Any freaking thing we wanted. You can't have a secure nation without a secure border. But they did it on purpose. Howard, New York, go.
Hi, Jesse. First, thank you so much for the book. It was a great read. Second, with you talking about China, what can we do for the remaining time that this idiot's in the White House to keep our enemies at bay?
There's nothing you can do. And I don't mean that to be disheartening. Here's what I mean. When you have a government that sold you out already, when you have a government that sold you out, there's nothing you can do to protect your country from that point forward. My buddy Lee Smith wrote an article. Gosh, I think it was for Tablet, but it might have been for Spectator. I'm going to look it up in the break. My buddy Lee Smith wrote an amazing article I want you to read a while ago. And the article was essentially using a historical perspective for where we are now. And it was about the war with Athens, between Athens and Sparta, the Peloponnesian Wars. And the article was, he was laying out how screwed Athens was the second some of their leaders, their elites, they sold out Athens to Sparta. They just sold out to Sparta for money and power. And from that point forward, it was over. There's nothing Athens can do. There's nothing you can do when the people who lead your country have sold you out already. Now, I didn't mean that to be disheartening. What that means is we have to be much more proactive than we have been about making preparations for ourselves, our families, our communities. You want to know what you can do? You know your neighbors? How much ammo do you have? Food, water? Do you know who has what communication equipment in your area? Who has a generator? Who has a stretch of land you can go shoot a deer on if you need to for food? Who? I'm not trying to turn you into a crazy prepper, but we have got to start making preparations for a future that is uncertain. And maybe everything will work out fine, but maybe it won't. And I think the likely scenario is at some point in time here, it's going to hit the fan, for lack of a better way to put it. All right. Newsom, DeSantis, overdose deaths. I'll finish up a couple calls, and then we're checking out of here until tomorrow. Hang on.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of The Jesse Kelly Show. Again, get your Ask Dr. Jesse questions in for tomorrow. Get them in right now. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Gavin Newsom and Ron DeSantis are going to debate in a few months. Pretty savvy move by both of them. Why? Because Trump is going to gobble up every second of the news cycle. It's what Trump does. And Trump getting indicted every 15 minutes helps Trump gobble up that news cycle. If you're Gavin Newsom and you're trying to outshine Joe Biden, if you're Ron DeSantis and you're trying to outshine Trump, you better find a way to get that spotlight aimed at you as much as humanly possible. That's the way it's got to be. Now, Chicago's new mayor, Brandon Johnson, gave a press conference that I thoroughly enjoyed. Why? Because Chicago, which is such a freaking stupid cool city when they get their act together. Gosh, I've had some fun in Chicago. Chicago, they had Lori Lightfoot. And she was a disaster, of course. And then they got rid of her. So they got to have another election. And you can't even excuse the people who only vote Democrat, because there was a relatively moderate Democrat running in that election. Certainly somebody who was going to be tougher on crime. And then there was Brandon Johnson, the full-blown communist. Open the borders, everything. Of course, the Democrats in Chicago ran to the polls and they voted for Brandon Johnson. They voted for the communist. Now there are regularly mobs of criminals overtaking blocks, overtaking shopping malls, shootings, everything. And I saw this press conference today and I laughed and laughed and laughed. Remember, you voted for this.
Oh, you're not aware of some of these large gatherings?
You're talking about the mob actions?
No. That's not appropriate. We're not talking about mob actions. I didn't say that. It's important that we speak of these dynamics in an appropriate way. This is not to obfuscate what is actually taking place. But we have to be very careful when we use language to describe certain behavior. There's history in this city. I mean, to refer to children as like baby Al Capones is not appropriate.
Be careful how you talk about those poor criminals, guys. Remember, your Democrat aunt in Chicago, when she calls you and says, "Ah, man, you should see the streets." What are you going to say? Are you going to say nothing? Are you going to stay quiet like we always have? "Oh, I'm sorry, Aunt Peggy. My bad." Or are you going to finally hold that mirror up in front of Aunt Peggy and tell her those wonderful words? You voted for this. The greatest four words you can give to somebody like liberal Aunt Peggy. Now, one other thing that I'm not going to let go. Fauci's gone. We got our new Fauci. This is a little bit of the new Fauci. This is his replacement. Her name is Jean Marazzo.
"Please consider wearing a mask when you go out. You don't need to wear one when you're at home. Masks in young people going to school over the age of 6. All the things we've been talking about, mask wearing, hand hygiene, and social distancing. Masks have contributed to the control of this pandemic in other communities. Even mask wearing, except when you're eating, you can prevent it with very good masks. The 3 basic rules: wear a mask, make sure you wash your hands frequently or use hand sanitizer."
National drug-involved overdose deaths number among all ages from the year 1999 to 2021. Guess where I see a massive spike in overdose deaths? Right about the time we told a nation of 300 million people to go home, board yourself up inside of your home. If you leave, you're going to die or kill grandma. Put a mask over your face at all times. Don't breathe right. Don't communicate properly with other people. And after all that, we got rid of Dr. Fauci, but he's not going to prison. Instead, he's going to get rich. And Dr. Fauci's replacement is the exact same kind of person. Pathetic.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
FBI looks for more possible victims after a woman escapes from a cinder block cell in Oregon. I would recommend you read this story. It is horrifying. I just want to say this. I wanted to do this real quickly as a PSA for the ladies and the children out there. It doesn't apply as much to dudes, but ladies and children, if a bad man is ever trying to get you in a car, he's got you at gunpoint, get in the car, knife point, he's trying to drag you in the car, you fight to keep from getting in that car as if that is your last moment on the planet, because it almost undoubtedly is. Once you're in his car, he controls you, he owns you, he can take you anywhere he wants. That's when you make all the noise in the world and gouge his eyes out and stuff. 14-year-old boy charged with robbing 11 people at gunpoint in the span of 45 minutes, Chicago police say. Hey, what do we say, all? 4 little words. You voted for this. Biden White House asked Facebook to tweak algorithm to push mainstream over conservative news. Joe Biden is a communist. The people who work for Joe Biden are communists. They're not Democrats. They're not liberals. They're not left-leaning. They have the exact same worldview and ideology as Joseph Stalin or Chairman Mao. You better accept that fact or we'll never be able to overcome these people, all right? Now get your Ask Dr. Jesse questions in. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Get your questions in because tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. We're going to have a freaking blast for 3 hours and then we're checking out of here for the weekend, all right? Sound like a plan? That's all.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.